Welcome to Mama's Making Waves. I'm down-to-earth Erica.
And I'm joyful Jackie.
We're two moms taking a stand against the hustle and grind
to help you find more ease and flow in your life and business. Let's dive in.
Welcome to Mama's Making Waves. Our theme for April is Letting Your Dreams Blossom.
How are you doing this spring, ladies? We are really excited to talk about April's theme because last month we were talking about aligning with the seasons and the seasons in your life and the seasons in your business. And aligning with the seasons is really all about you syncing up with the reality of what's happening in your life and around you. But I'm really excited about April's theme because letting your dreams blossom is really about pulling out what's inside of you, what you want to be in the world, what you want to create, and who you want to be.
And that's really freaking scary to kind of look in the mirror at yourself and say, this is who I am. This is who I'm not. And it's something that I've actually been working on these past few weeks. I came back to work after being injured for a while. And for the first week and a half or so, I was doing the exact same things that I was doing before. I was kind of trying to be everything to everyone, burning myself out, working candle at both ends. And then finally, I was like, stop. This is how you got injured. So I really had to kind of look at myself again and say, who do you want to be? Who do you want to serve? Is doing all these things for all these people serving them? And even more so, is it serving me? And the answer was no. So I really had to take a step back and get back in alignment with what I wanted to do. And as always happens, when you do that, then the right things fall into place for you.
Well, don't you feel like when you start out your work and you have this spark or this idea of something you want to do and you step into it, it kind of evolves over time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you knew you wanted to have your own business, but it's like, now I have my own business. I need to make money.
Mm-hmm.
So I should do everything that people are willing to pay me to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, anything related to marketing, I'll do social media. I'll do this. I'll build your website. I'll do all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe that's not really what you want.
Right.
Maybe that's not really what lights you up.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're evolving over time to say, oh, well, these pieces I love.
Mm-hmm.
These are the clients I love connecting with. And I've seen you let go of clients over the last year because they weren't in alignment with who you wanted to work with.
And what kind of work I wanted to do, too. I was talking to someone else about this. I can't remember who it was. And I compared it to dating. So after I got divorced, I was married to kind of my first boyfriend. And after that, I said, you know what? I'm going to have to spend some time just dating people who I know in the back of my brain are wrong for me because I need to understand and really get the clarity on who it is and what it is that I'm looking for. And I think it was the same thing with starting my business. Like, I had to try everything to kind of figure out what was going to stick and who was going to stick and what really drove me, because I had done so many different things in terms of marketing, and I knew I couldn't do all of them, but there were a lot of things that I knew I could do well, but I wasn't really, going back to that zone of genius concept we always talk about, I wasn't really sure which things were going to make the bridge from the zone of excellence to the zone of genius, and now I have a much better idea of what that is.
Well, and I think it's something that we're constantly excavating.
Yeah.
You know, I think letting your dreams blossom really isn't a superficial thing. It's about digging deep into your heart, into your spirit, into who you are, and uncovering that. And when you're looking for who you are and who you want to be and what you want to do, there's a lot of like inner programming and old belief patterns and internal limitations that we've layered upon ourselves over our dreams.
Oh, yeah.
And so maybe you say, someday I want to travel the world,
but
I can't right now, you know? And so we just settle for these smaller
things. And you put that limiting belief on yourself, even though it may or may not be true.
And then you just cover it up and cover it up instead of bringing forth what you want. Because if you really want it, it's scary.
Oh, yeah. And what happens if you go for it and you don't get it? Right. And then you feel like a fail. That was a big piece of it for me, is I actually gave myself permission to fail and not make money at my business. And if I needed to, like, drive a Lyft or drive for Uber Eats or do something else to make money, and said, you know, I'm doing my business because I love it and I love the people that I serve. And it doesn't have to be the thing that makes, I would do my business if I wasn't getting paid at all.
Right.
Because I love it so much.
Right. But I think you're still on this journey of uncovering and pulling forth, like, who you are inside and how yeah. you want to show up in your business.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I made a big shift just these past few weeks, but I'm sure as things go on, like, there will be something that happens that causes me to make another shift. It's that spiral that we always talk about. Mm-hmm. And just when you think you've healed from one thing, then something brings you back around and you're like, oh, wait, there's still more that needs to be uncovered and there's still more healing that has to be done and there's another evolution.
And I think that there's real power in connecting, like giving yourself permission to actually want what you want. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so much like settling, or like you're talking about relationships. After my divorce, I wrote out what I wanted in mm-hmm. a man. I gave myself space instead of being angry and instead of being hurt and focusing on the pain and what I didn't want, I decided one day that I would just journal about my dream relationship. Mm-hmm. And a lot of what my dream relationship was the opposite of what I experienced yep. before. But I wrote out what I wanted this man to be like, this mm-hmm. dream man. And 3 months later, I met my husband now.
Yeah, I did the same thing.
And he matched those things, but it wasn't until I was honest with myself about what I really wanted and how I wanted to relate to someone else until I was aware of what it was that I was looking for enough that I could spot it when I found
it. And you have to, I think I had to go through that experience of figuring out what I didn't want in order to know, because I was spending so much time listening to other people's opinions on what I should want.
What you should want.
Instead
exactly.
of actually saying, okay, do I really need someone who's going to watch sports with my dad? No, I don't need someone who's going to watch sports with my dad. That's not important to me. That's not important to me. That might be important to my dad, in which case, sorry, dad, because Matt's not going to watch sports with you.
He's going to have to do his own journaling
exactly.
about his own hope for you.
Exactly. He's going to have to manifest this for himself.
But, totally.
I mean, well, and I did the same thing for my business, too, finally. I got to this point where I'm, like, writing down, like, who are the kind of people I want to serve? What kind of work do I want to do? And I also did, like, a gratitude list for everything that I've done so far, because I was at the point last month of wanting to just torch everything and burn it to the ground and freaking work at McDonald's for.
Well, you know, I had a burn it all down phase last summer and
that's
fall.
Right.
Totally. That was my theme for like 2 months, was just burn it down and let something new grow.
Yeah, exactly.
In its
and I
place.
Think everyone goes through that as a business owner, because you're like, you know what, this something isn't working. You have to make that shift to find out why and what you need to do to fix that.
Right. But those are some of the seasonal cycles,
yeah.
right? So it's like, we go through these cycles of growth, and then we go through the cycle of clearing out the old, dead garbage.
Yeah.
And
spring
you know,
cleaning.
Right. But it's also like, you know, if you think of letting your dreams blossom like plants, because we keep using that analogy this spring, mm-hmm. like it's not about how you're cultivating that garden. It's what are you trying to grow? Do you want a bunch of raspberry bushes mm-hmm. or do you want to grow kale or do you want sunflowers? Like you're going to do different things to nurture that business, that dream, based on what it is. And I think in business, the problem is people come at it like, okay, now I'm going to have a marketing business because I'm I do marketing for my work. I'm really good at this. And now I want to serve people in this way. But then you're new at the business. So you look online for all of the strategies
yeah.
for how to have a marketing business. And so then it's like, you're not unveiling how you really resonate
no,
with working
with
people.
I wasn't putting my own spin on it.
No, you're looking at, oh, there's these 10 steps that I need to follow
uh-huh.
or this method to building an online business and you need to do all of these things. And you're missing the truth and the heart and the energy of what you're doing because you're not putting your dreams out there.
Right.
You're mimicking somebody mm-hmm. else's process.
Well, and like the thing that made me feel like such a big fraud when I first started is people like you would come to me and be like, I need to put in like a sales funnel. And I was like, sales funnel, what the hell is that? Like, I didn't even know what it is. And then once I dug into it, it's like, I've been doing this. It's just now it's bundled in its own little package to make it easier for people who aren't marketing people. I just did it kind of
intuitively.
Intuitively, like the back end way, like, oh, of course, you want a form where people can reach out to you. You want a page where they can go, and you want an email system. It's like, I've done all that stuff. I just haven't used that fancy schmancy term. And so there was a lot of imposter syndrome there. Like, how can I serve these people if I don't even, you know
if I don't have my own sales funnel marketing system?
Yeah, exactly, which I still don't have, but that's
fine.
Well,
how many, in my 20 years in wellness, I've taken all kinds of continuing ed and ongoing trainings and different modalities. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, like, massage therapists or other physical therapists will create a modality and they'll name a move, mm-hmm. a certain name, and they'll coin it as theirs,
yeah.
and they'll teach a workshop on it, and you pay them $500, and they will teach you their system, and I learn things, and I'm like, I've been doing that for years.
Yeah, what I was going to ask, if you go through the same thing as a wellness professional
that
totally.
I go through.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
I just don't call it that, mm-hmm. right? I had a friend, and his name was Peppy, and he would... Yeah. He called his signature moves his pet moves, and he would just be like, yeah, that's a pet move. And all I could think was, people have been doing massage on their bodies for thousands and thousands of years. Mm-hmm. This was not originated by you.
Like, there's not that much original thought out there in anything now.
Right.
Yeah.
But your dreams are original to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what you want and how you're going to interact with your dreams is unique. It has your own flavor and your own energy.
Yeah.
And your desires are holy. Your desires are sacred. And so if you want it, there's reason. You
right.
are meant to do something mm-hmm. with that energy in the world.
Yeah.
And you need to bring that forth. If we all could bring forth the energy that we have inside and our unique spin, you would not be a bland and boring marketing person. You would just be uniquely awesome Jackie.
And people gravitate to that authenticity. Like, I can't tell you how much I love the coach that we both use. Hi, Steph, because I know she'll listen to this. But because she admits her own flaws and her own struggles, and she's like, hey, I've gotten a car accident. I'm not going to be doing stuff this week. Like, she's not perfect. She's relatable. And I've had coaches come through my life, and I can't relate to them, and I don't want to work with them because I feel like they're going to just be judging me because I'm a hot mess. We're all a hot mess. We like our hot mess people.
Well, it's just being real.
Yeah,
about
being real.
Who you are and what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the thing about, you know, what do you share on social media? Are you a geek about Doctor Who, like, or coffee or whatever? Like, don't make yourself bland and uninteresting. Be the quirky, weird person that you are.
Yeah.
And if your dreams are so powerful that you can't stop thinking about them and you have this urge or this longing someday to step into this, then that matters.
Mm-hmm.
And the sooner you can start to pull that out of yourself, even if you don't know what to do with it yet in your business, even if you don't know where it's going, even if you don't have a 10-year plan or a marketing, you know, well, I don't know, mm-hmm. whatever it's called.
Content calendar
yes.
type thing? Yes.
That stuff. Even if you don't know any of those things, if you have this burning desire to show up in a way, then you owe it to yourself and the world to do that because it's never going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And stifled dreams are just sad.
Yeah.
You know? Like, we have so much capacity to help each other
mm-hmm.
and to make change in the world. And it means that you have to show up and it's scary, like you said, to own, I really want this.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to run retreats. This is something that's been on my mind. I love travel. I love adventure. I want to travel the world. I want to go on all of the adventures. I want to dig deep into all kinds of exciting experiences. And I want to run retreats. And I've only just now allowed myself the space to own that dream.
Well, and stop thinking small about it. I think that's what we were both kind of doing for a while, was just thinking, no, this, you know, this is too much. We can't do that.
We're not good enough.
We're not good enough.
We're not experienced enough.
We haven't done enough. It's like, if we don't do it, like, someone else will.
But even if somebody else does, they're not going to do it the same way that we are. Yeah. They don't have the same people. Yeah. Our people are not maybe their people. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you need your unique voice to speak to a specific person. You know how you could hear the same advice from 20 different people and half of them you ignore, the other half annoy you. And that one person that says it, you're like, yes.
That's like when people tell you to do something and then I finally say, Erica, you need to do that thing. And you're like, oh, fine.
I mean, that's probably true.
But I want to go back to this because we just had, I have to give Erica some credit for something. When Erica and I first met, we always tell the story about how I made Erica get on video once I gave her vodka and orange juice. This past week, Erica did the same to me because I'm finally at that spot where I wanted to be seen and I was having trouble showing up on video. So at our Mom is Making Waves meetup, we're like, Jackie's going to do a video right now. And I did it. And as you said, you didn't die.
Right.
And you didn't die either. And what it broke that, it almost like broke my video virginity in a way to where like it was like the second time it wasn't hard.
Right.
The third time it was easy.
Right.
The fourth time it was like, I really want to do this. Oh, now Teresa's going to do a video of us right now because we're saying this. But now it's like, I want to do videos all the stinking time. Like I have this big, I have my own content calendar of stuff and I haven't done it because blogging takes so long. Like I'm going to make this like on video and it's going to be done. And that's how I'm going to be seen in the world.
And that's how you're showing up and putting your real self
forward. Yeah, and it makes me want to show up because I have this, you know, this thought pattern of, oh my gosh, I'm not wearing eye makeup. I'm not wearing real clothes. Like my wrinkles show in every single video. And it's like, you know what? Who cares? Like that's the way I am. I show up in sweatpants, in warm-up pants, every sweatpants, sweatshirt, warm-up pants, anywhere I go. That's just who I am. And the people that are going to want to work with me are probably also going to show up that way and they're going to gravitate to that.
That's 100% true. And it's the idea that I've been mulling over a lot lately that we talked about in our last get together was increasing your capacity for things. And here's the truth is excavating your dreams and letting them blossom is hard. Mm-hmm. It's scary. And it's not hard in a you can't do it way. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Growth is uncomfortable and it's painful. Mm-hmm. Whenever we're growing, we get resistance. It brings up the areas that we need to heal, that we're limiting ourselves, that we're hiding.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't feel good. And so whenever you butt up on that resistance of, I want to do this thing, but I want to do video. I mm-hmm. should put myself out there. I should be my authentic self. But then I'm nervous. Mm-hmm. I don't want people to see me. I'd rather hide behind my computer and behind my typing or whatever. And you finally show up and do it. And you go through that discomfort and you mm-hmm. make the decision to show up for it anyway, you're increasing your capacity to hold that space.
Oh, yeah.
You're increasing your ability to show up and be seen because the first few times are uncomfortable. But then as you go, as you learn, mm-hmm. it becomes more comfortable. It's just like making sales or talking about money or
asking for money.
Uncomfortable conversations or setting boundaries.
Yep.
All of those things, they're uncomfortable until you've practiced. Mm-hmm. And so if we have this idea that we have to know my 10-year vision, if I have this dream, if I'm going to move forward with it,
you have to know every single thing, every step of the
way. I need to know what's going to happen and I need to have a plan or you just let it emerge and see where it wants to go.
I was reading right before we came in to record Jen Sincero's new book. She's one of my favorites, the author of You Are a Badass.
Yeah.
She has a new book called You Are a Badass Every Day and it's a bunch of just like little snippets. And when you were talking about that showing up and getting uncomfortable, one of them is an excuse is simply a challenge that you've decided has power over you. And I was like, oh, that's so good.
I do like that.
Yeah.
Nothing
has power over you. You have a choice with everything, pretty much everything that you do in your life, with the exception of death and taxes. Everything else is a choice.
Oh, 100%. And we have the choice every day to step in and step up or hide or play small or ignore our dreams. Mm-hmm. When we started Making Waves last fall, we had a spark and an idea and a vision, and it has evolved like 27 times since then.
Yep.
And I'm sure that there are like 15 more iterations that are going to happen between now and next year. Mm-hmm. Like, but we know that there's something. There's an energy there. There's an interest there. There's a passion there for us to come together and engage in this way mm-hmm. and to share what we think is important with our community.
Right. And when we stopped doing everything that we thought everyone else told us to do, like, oh my gosh, we're not on social media enough. We're not sending an email newsletter. We're not doing this. We're not doing group calls. Once we just said, you know what? F it. We're going to do what we want and show up in the way that feels good for us and our people. Like, look how many more people we got.
I know.
It became easy.
The last couple of events that we've had in person.
That we haven't promoted at all.
Yeah, we decided to stop promoting them and just do word of mouth, and we would recommend people one at a time that we thought would be a good fit, and we just showed up for that, mm-hmm. and we just said, okay, we're not going to put our energy there. We just want to cultivate really solid relationships with the people that we do know, and we asked those people to bring their friends,
yeah.
and it's grown, and it's evolved, and the conversations have gotten better and better,
yeah.
and now we have more things coming. This network, like it's 2024 event, we're doing in April is so exciting and mm-hmm. thrilling and allowing people to step into their dreams.
Yeah.
And it's not a coincidence that April is all about letting your dreams blossom.
Exactly.
Encouraging people to step up, think about their dreams, show up as their future self 5 years from now in character and embody who they want to be.
Mm-hmm. And not apologize for being who that person is or where they're at. I honestly haven't figured out who I'm going to show up as yet. I still have to reflect on it.
Well, I think that sitting and meditating, that's where this, I've always dreamed about travel and I've always dreamed about retreats and doing things like that. But to me, it always felt like this big distance, mm-hmm. like maybe someday way down
yeah,
the road.
Maybe someday.
Right. It wasn't something that felt accessible to me. And I went to an event in January that had a similar slant. And I basically, they asked 5 years from now, what would you like to be doing? And I'm like, it's January in Michigan. 5 years from now, I'd like to be in the Caribbean, someplace tropical and warm. And what would I be doing there? I would be planning retreats. I would be in flip-flops and a sundress, and I would certainly not be wearing a business suit or in some stuffy, you know,
meeting space. You can pretty much test Erica and I will not be in business suits, no matter where we go.
I mean, maybe for a really cool photo op, I feel like.
For like an ironic photo op.
I don't know. I mean, there's all sorts of reasons to dress up, but
dress
probably.
Up, yes. Business suit, no.
Yeah, so... Yes. Okay. Fair enough. To be dressed up, business suit. It all yeah. runs in the la la la.
Yeah.
Not my life. Uh-huh. Not my problem. Kind of realm in my brain. But yeah, my dream is to wear flip flops every day of my life.
Yeah. Mine too.
And you know that kind of thing. So, but I showed up, and as I was networking with people, I shared that I saw myself as a retreat leader, and I just had this whole vision of how I wanted to be, and mm-hmm. the work that I wanted to do, and how I wanted to feel about it.
Yeah.
And I felt this incredible energy. I can't even tell you.
Well, and that was the first time I'd ever heard you actually talk about, let yourself talk about, this is what I want to do. Kind of like we just talked about how we were writing out our partner, and then they appeared. Like, there's something about actually putting it out there on paper, out in the world, out in public, that's like, oh, crap, now I actually have to do this. But that's what forces you to do it.
Well, and I think that really doing some excavating, doing some deep dive, journal about how you dream your mm-hmm. life would go, how
yeah.
you dream of spending your time. Because so many entrepreneurs dream of making X amount of dollars.
Yeah, it's all about just money.
But
yeah.
then they also, at the same time, have in their head, if I'm making this much money, I have to do all of this work. And so they, in striving for the money, they forget about how they want to feel.
Mm-hmm.
They forget about how they want to enjoy their life. They forget about how they want to spend their time. And I think our time just gets sucked away from us so easily if we're not deliberate with it.
Yeah.
You know, we end up over serving in all of these ways and neglecting what really matters.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter how much money you have. If you don't prioritize the things that matter to yourself, you're not going to enjoy your life.
Yeah, that was something else that we talked about in our monthly meetup. And it kind of was a paradigm shift for me in terms of actually scheduling time for the things that I want to do, not the things that I have to do. So making the things that I quote unquote have to do, making them fill in the open spaces and making the things that make me feel whole and good that are like the non-negotiables, make those be the things that are scheduled. And it has shifted my entire mindset.
Well,
it's crazy.
It shifts your energy completely.
Yeah, absolutely. Because now you're looking forward to so many more things. Not, oh, I have to get up and do this.
Right. You know you're showing up for the things that matter to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. This was a big one. There's a lot to talk about this month. There's a lot to think about, but it's digging deep. It's pulling out what's inside you and bringing it into the world.
It's kind of like you're walking out in the street and you're, you know, taking off your clothes and being like, here I am. Love me how I am, just the way I am. And
yeah, and
not apologize for it.
Yeah, standing up for what matters the most to you and how you want to feel in your life. You know, that was the thing. How do I want to feel?
Yeah, that's good.
So think about that. We would love to hear from you on Facebook or Instagram, and we want to hear about what your dreams are.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, 100,000 fans are on their feet. A hush falls over the stadium in the waning seconds of the game. Amidst the silence, you think to yourself, there's only one play to call here. To run straight to your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer and test drive the all-new 2019 A-Class sedan. Harnessing the first era of the Mercedes-Benz user experience, it seamlessly connects you and your car with natural voice recognition. The Mercedes-Benz A-Class sedan, where the future takes the field. Visit mbusa.com/A-Class to learn more. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Calling all podcasters, musicians, vloggers, and reporters, and everyone else who wants crystal clear recording that's super portable. The Shure Motive family of microphones makes studio quality audio that's as simple as plug and play. Many of the world's top podcasters rely on Shure, and with a Motive line of iOS and USB microphones, portability is now your friend. Imagine being able to get great audio quickly and easily from your phone, tablet, or computer. Simply visit Shure.com/motive to start getting great audio for your content now. That's Shure.com/MOTIV.